A union attempting to organize a group of University of Alaska employees isn't giving up. The Alaska State Employees Association, or ASEA, garnered the required level of interest from the 2,500 support staff group last summer and was approved by the state to go forward with a vote, but never scheduled an election. ASEA Administrator Jim Duncan says organizers felt they needed to reach more employees before moving ahead with a vote.
But that did not stop the organizing campaign. We're still proceeding. We have individuals up in Fairbanks who are working with the Fairbanks employees, staff here in Anchorage, working with employees in Anchorage, and we're also working in Juneau and elsewhere. So we are approaching it in a very, well thought out manner.
Duncan says it's not unusual for labor organizing campaigns to regroup. The Alaska State Troopers are looking into allegations that names were forged on union interest cards distributed by ASEA last summer. Duncan says the claim was made by an outgoing employee and there's no merit to the allegation. He says the ASEA hopes to be able to hold an election sometime this year, but that the union has to start the state approval process from scratch.
The cards that were collected and submitted with the original petition, we will not be able to use those. They become what they call stale data anyway. And once they're attached to one petition, then if you withdraw that petition, those cards are gone. So we start the card collecting campaign from ground zero. But that's okay because we're going to spend a lot of time talking to staff.
Duncan lists key issues as wages, health insurance, layoff protection, and rehire rights. UA support staff represent the only remaining unorganized group of university employees. The ASEA already represents 8,000 state and municipal employees in Alaska.